This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Craft Chorale is an event happening in November to support local artists. This is now an annual event. I caught up with Kim Marks, the organizer for the event, to find out more about this opportunity. Kim, is this the second time the Craft Chorale has begun?
Yeah, this will be our second year.
You got started last winter 2021?
Yeah, we did it last November.
And why did you decide to have that event?
Last year, I was looking to do a market. I was making a lot of jewelry. I have a lot of spare time in the winter. So I, amongst lots of other Cartesians, I use my little hands and make all sorts of handicrafts. So I was looking for a place to sell it, but I was intimidated about being in a room full of people. So I wanted to do it outside, mostly because I feel better outside. And I got together with a few people and we decided to make a craft show of our own here.
These people that you got together with, were they other local artists?
They were, yes. I got together with a couple locals. We made a craft show. And I chose the Gorge because I knew that the gazebo would be a great venue and everybody knew where it was. There's a fireplace in there. So I thought that maybe if we were cold, we could get some fire happening. And really, though, it's because it would be free. And I really wanted to keep it free for everybody. And this year, I actually fought really hard to keep it free.
Awesome.
That hard. But I had to make sure that it was going to be free. I think that it started as maybe he didn't realize the magnitude that it was going to be.
Was there live music at the first event?
Yes. We had Colby and Kyle, and they just jammed out, and it was really nice and just a nice volume. I'm hoping this year to treat them a little better and give them somewhere to sit, maybe some food. If people come to, if they think of the artist playing, they could bring them a little treat. That would be really helpful, because otherwise I'm going to have to cook them something.
So is it Colby and Kyle performing again?
It's Kyle and Friends.
Kyle and Friends. Yeah. That's the official musician name.
I guess so, yeah. With appearances by Scotty. I asked for mostly instrumental, because it's not all about the music. The music is just there for the atmosphere. We want everyone to enjoy it, but we're hoping that the vendors take the main stage.
Will the vendors be set up inside the gazebo?
There are 6 tables inside the gazebo, so I can fit 12 people and a mini table inside the gazebo. So there will be 13 vendors inside the gazebo, and we've had an overspill, so people that want to vend outside are bringing tents. So we are up to 4 tents so far. So 4 tents and 13 vendors. So far we're at 17 vendors. Last year we ended up with 21.
Wow.
Yeah.
These are all local artists.
Most of them are from Cortez. There are a few I've hand-plucked from other places. There's a special lady coming. She used to live on Quadra, and she does like all these really cool curiosities, as well as she made museum-grade-ological samples. Like, she would, out of foam and things, look like a real squid or a real sun star. And I'm really curious to see what she's whipping up these days. So I offered her a spot, and she's going to come up with her partner and do some camping. And then I have a gluten and dairy-free baker coming from Courtney, who's friends with some of the locals here, which is how she ended up on the roster. And her baking was too good to turn down.
Well, that sounds like still regionally local to me.
It's fairly local. Most of the people are from Cortez. And our youngest vendor is 12-year-old Lynn, who is displaying her artwork.
That's amazing. A local named Lynn.
Yeah. Yeah, her mom messaged me asking me if she could have a table. And I said, as long as someone was there to watch over her, that she could have a table.
Fantastic.
So she'll be the half table
inside. The mini table.
The mini table. No, and by no means is that the kids' table. It's just a smaller table.
Beautiful. I know that there's a very grassy area around the gazebo. Last year, what was the scene like? Is it all ages?
Yeah. Last year was a really poor weather day. It was very rainy, and there wasn't really any grass left after our event. It was very muddy. But this year we're going to have an extra hangout tent just in case it's just like a place to sit down and chill. Thaddeus from
Ned Man Brand.
He's going to have a tent and he's going to have an extra tent for just to have some seating because that's maybe one thing we were missing last year.
Cool. What is it like to make a living as an artist on Cortez?
What is it like? It has its ups and downs, but I would say that keeping me busy and being creative and just having something to do throughout the dark months is really important. And for me, maybe it's just like being an artist for a living. Like before I came here, it made me put like a monetization value to the things I was creating. So it made me feel like if I want to make something, I want to be able to sell it. So I ended up just starting to just like compile things throughout the winter. And then come the spring, you're like, now what do I do with all this stuff? Because I've been hiding all winter, hermiting, working with my hands and making all sorts of little things. And then come the spring, I had nowhere to sell the things. So I started doing a couple markets. In all honesty, markets mean you have to talk to people. And talking to people, I like one-on-one, but crowds aren't really my thing. That's why I made my art stand here. So I could have an honor system and put all my stuff that I make all winter in it for the summer. And then this month I actually took a month and a half off work because it did so well and I could just rely on that as an income. So I sold all my little arts and crafts and jewelry and paintings along with some other people who put their stuff there too. And what's the word? Like passively made an income all summer from it. But you do have to compile for the winter, unless, like, there are the few craft shows, but it doesn't really last you through the winter, I don't think.
So is the technique with the craft corral that you have the live music so people don't try to small talk you and you can just sell your art and enjoy the nice local live music?
Yeah, I'm hoping this year I end up just staying at my booth, because last year I spent my energy elsewhere, but this year I'm really going to try and sit there and sell my wares. I think the hard part about selling stuff is that people want to buy a little piece of you, and I don't always want to give out a little piece of me.
There's 17 artists. What is it that you are usually making your living at?
In February will be 15 years that I've been a tattoo artist. And I love... skin is my preferred medium, my preferred canvas. Meat suit decorator.
That's a big milestone, 15 years coming up. Big anniversary celebration, maybe. Awesome. Okay, so what art are you selling, non-skin art, at the Craft Corral?
This year I really tried to hone in on a couple of things. Because I love to dabble in so many different things, I end up making a very distracting display. So this year I'm going to do my artist-made hoodies and t-shirts. I could afford to do one run of prints. I've just got a mermaid. It's got some boobies out. Hopefully that's okay with the viewer. So I'll have some t-shirts and some tank tops. But right now, my passion project is my copper electroforming. So I'm doing lots of jewelry. I actually have some rings in the bath right now back home. We'll wrap this up soon.
Beautiful. And what other types of art and vending can we see at the Craft Corral this year?
We're going to have lots of botanical creations. We've got some sheepskins and some potions, and we've got lots of local artists making art cards. We'll have lots of crystals there. We have some food. We have knitting. We have dolls. There'll be plenty of jewelry. Bring your money. Empty your wallets. You are going to want to be there.
And is it...
it's going to be November 19th. It's a Saturday from 11 to 2. And any vendors, we ask that you come about an hour early to get set up, just to be there before everybody.
And if people do want to sign up to be a vendor, you said there's still availability out if you have your own...
if you bring a market tent, we can squeeze in more vendors. But I unfortunately don't have any more room inside the gazebo. And if you wish to be a vendor, please contact me. My email is kimmarks@hotmail.com. So kimmarkstattoos@hotmail.com to be a market tent vendor. Unfortunately, there's no more room inside the gazebo. There'll be room for you to come and see what we have. Lots of room for shoppers.
Awesome. And parking, in order to access the gazebo...
They could park on the post office side, probably, preferably.
That sounds easier.
Might clear up some space for the gorge traffic.
So parking at the Gorge Hall is recommended, and it starts at, it's from 11 to 2?
11 to 2.
At the Gorge Gazebo.
Yeah, rain or shine.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.